Welcome to Maseches Mayakatan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu kaisvin b'mayit. These type of documents are permissible to be written on Chol HaMoed. Usually you're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. But if it's a davar avod, something that will cause a loss, or it's something that needs to be written, it's time sensitive, it's permissible. Kiddushei Nashim, the document of Kiddushin. If a person happens to be in the Kaddish, he betroths his wife with a shtar, with a document. Included in this also are tanaim, which is a document of engagement. There, the possible losses that maybe if you don't do it now, the actual match won't happen and should end up marrying somebody else. Gittin, a divorce bill, because it's a possibility, let's say, where a situation where a person maybe may decide to go away, and if you don't write the get now, the woman will remain an aguna, a woman who's unable to get married. Ve'eshaivarim, receipts. So, for example, let's say the borrower doesn't want to pay unless he gets a receipt. It's permissible to write the receipt. Daitaki. Daitaki is actually a Greek word, and it means the last request of a dying person. Matana, a document of a gift. Upruzbulin, and a prusbul. Prusbul is a shtar, to document that a lender writes to Beis Din, and in that document, he transfers the ability to collect his loan, so whatever he's owed, to Beis Din, to the Jewish court. And that's a workaround so that when Shemitah, the sabbatical year, comes, which usually absolves all loans, here the loan is still collectible. So we're talking about a situation where he happens to be near a Beis Din and he could do it. If he doesn't do it now on Chol HaMoed, maybe he won't have another chance to do it. So it's a davar avid, it's a passing thing. Igoros shum. Documents of evaluation. The Jewish court would write this to a lender that hasn't been paid back by the borrower in a timely fashion, and the Jewish court went down and they evaluated his property to give the property potentially to the lender in lieu of the actual money that the borrower is just not paying him. Vigara is mazon, and documents that Beis Din writes for selling property to support one's wife and daughters. Shtarei chalitza, documents of chalitza. We've had chalitza many times. Chalitza is, if let's say a fellow is married and he dies and his wife has no children, there's a mitzvah on her husband's brother and the dead person's brother to marry her. It's called yibum. If he doesn't want to marry her, there's a whole process called chalitza. So there was a document that was written to prove that chalitza was done. Umiyunin. Miyunin refers to a situation where you have a young girl who's an orphan. There really isn't anyone to take care of her. And her mother, her older brothers, married her off. The halacha is that as long as she's not considered a gedola, as long as she's not 12 yet, she is permissible to say, I don't want to be married to this fellow. She doesn't need a get. She doesn't need an orbal divorce bill. Beis Din just gives her a shtar miyun. They give her a document that says she refuses to continue being married to this person. Once she turns a gedola, once she turns over 12 and she remains with the person, now she needs an actual get. So if she wants to make sure she does this before she turns 12, it will be permissible to write a shtar miyun, ushtarei birurin, and documents of verification. This means talking about two people who are planning on having a court case with one another. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, each one gets to choose a judge that they like, so there's a document that's written. Ugzeirei Beis Din, and verdicts handed down by the Jewish court. V'igarois shel reshus, and municipal documents are permissible to be written. It's the simple explanation. Others say that Igaris Shal Rishus are letters of appointment for members of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court. They would write that. I guess it was a time-sensitive matter that be done. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing rest of your week.